One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably should.
Hello, and we're back. Oh, that hurt my throat. Oh, that hurt my throat so bad. Hi, guys. Welcome to Second Shot Podcast.
I'm sorry for sticking my dick down there too far.
No, you didn't need to do that.
I tripped on my way over.
Oh,
Who would have thought? All the stuff he's taking down his throat, that's what fucks him up.
Yeah, apparently. Hi, welcome to the Second Shot Podcast. I'm watery-eyed George Dunn.
I'm Devin, and I have a long penis, as evidenced on our very first rap song.
Very long, no girth.
Right. Yes.
It's just a pencil.
Basically two-dimensional at this point.
It's like wet spaghetti.
And I'm Dan Dunn.
We were going to introduce you, but you didn't have to jump in right away. Rude. All right, sure. This is my brother, Daniel Dunn.
All right, hi.
Get off the podcast!
Hello, Ed. Welcome to the Second Shot Podcast. It's very hot in here now.
It is very hot.
It is warm.
You're welcome. I like to call myself the cute brother.
He's like, if you're listening to this, he's like George Dunn.
I swear to God, if you do the neon trees joke, I swear to God.
I've never said neon
trees. Was in Mumford and Sons. I stole your joke, George.
There you go. That's a good joke.
I'm allowed to steal it if it's in front of your face, right?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. No behind
just,
the back.
So just long, like, just like girlfriends.
As long as you do the finger guns afterwards, it's okay.
So, Devin, how are you on this fine afternoon, evening?
Thank you for asking, George. I'm doing fantastic. Got my car out of the shop. Moved in with my brother today. How fitting. It's a
common
brotherly
common
love. Brotherly love episode.
I love that show.
Brotherly love?
Yeah, the Lawrence brothers. Remember that show where they all worked in a mechanics car shop?
Kind of.
They all lived in Philadelphia and it was called Brotherly Love. It was all three of them.
Wasn't that?
It's on Disney Channel.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Wasn't the that Lawrence brothers were in Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Sunny in Philadelphia.
With starring Mr. Cooper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sister.
All right. Anyway.
I love hanging with Mr. Cooper. It's my favorite Tone Loke show.
Everyone said I look like smart guy growing up.
Tamir Mori?
Taj Mori.
Taj Mori, sorry.
Yeah,
instead
that's
of lighter skin.
Sister
herbal.
Tamara.
Tia Tamara. Taj. Who was the one that was always hitting on Tia and Tamara and Sister? Wasn't he one of their, like, a sibling? Which was really creepy. Maybe I'm thinking of.
Might have been. I don't remember.
Do you guys usually get this far off topic, like, right away?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
What about My Brother and Me? Do you remember that one?
My Brother and Me. Who was in that?
It was two little black kids. I don't know who they were.
I wasn't allowed to watch black TV.
Then
just Moesha.
Then how do you watch Sister? And
that's
Moesha?
Actually a thing that Alexis told me once. She's like, I wasn't allowed to watch. I loved Moesha, but I wasn't allowed to watch black TV.
Wait, Alexa told you that?
Alexis.
Oh, Alexis.
Former.
Yeah, the Amazon AI.
Yeah,
Alexa.
I was like, because damn, Siri, like, only watch black shit.
Do you remember when the original 360 Kinect came out?
Yes.
The bug that was going on with that?
No.
When it first launched, the first, like, wave of the Kinects, it would just not detect black people, like, at all.
What?
Yeah. No, so I got one for my birthday. And I'm a
classic
friend,
Microsoft.
Yeah. I had my friend DeAndre over, and we're all playing, like, Kinect sports, just having a good time, like, making asses of ourselves. It was awful.
This video game system is white, so.
Exactly, yeah. So, like, he's like, oh, yeah, let me give me a shot. I'm like, yeah, go ahead, man. It just walks up, and it's just like, it's detecting my foot in the top right corner, and it's just like a black void, and then my foot, and like that, and it took us a second, but like...
Black people have it so hard,
Xbox
man.
Is racist,
we
yo.
We have it hard.
They're making up for it by
get
making
PlayStation,
every console white.
Nintendo.
Well, would they find only half of you then, Devin? They'd probably only identify half of you.
It'd be like, it just detects
It'd be
penis.
Like that Star Trek episode.
Yeah. I'd be like... flickering in and out of reality.
No.
Well, how's moving in with your brother? Have you actually completely moved in, or is it, you know, you're still in the process?
Still in the process. Staying at home for now to watch my roommate's cat while Orca is out of town tour.
Orca is the band.
Pete Milk, well, shout out Molly Blake, shout out Ian Harrington, shout out Britt Kuharik.
Yeah.
Shout out Shamu.
Did I say everybody? I said everybody.
Can't forget
Shamu.
I've heard of their band camp. It's pretty solid.
They've got some solid tunes.
I dig it.
But, yeah, so I'm staying there for a little bit. I'm halfway moved in. There's no internet there, so I don't want to stay there a lot.
Yeah.
I go there to play Mason's Nintendo Switch, and Nintendo Switch is not racist, so I play that instead of fucking Xbox.
Because there's no cameras.
So, like, have you noticed how every single the new Nintendo game has, like, a hot black woman now? Like, every single one?
Really?
Yeah. Look up Arms. Yeah. Twintel. She actually has a costume that if you switch to the white costume, her ass gets bigger.
What?
Yeah,
Nintendo is racist.
Dude, no,
it's trying to take
best.
The big ass stereotype away from us.
It's the best. It's just a picture of just a black guy or a Japanese guy holding a bar of chocolate. It's like, what's Nintendo's strategy for the future?
Hello, welcome to the meme cast.
Oh, I could do one all day. You already know.
Oh,
no,
thank you.
Audio memes.
Let me just.
How many audio memes can
we
rip
verbally
off?
Describe memes for about 45 minutes? That'll be the.
I feel like that's what this entire episode's going to be.
That's what it should be. Let's.
Speaking
what
of
are
this
some
episode,
audio memes we can pull out right now? I want to see how many.
Pepe.
Audio memes.
Yeah, Pepe. A rare Pepe's.
Pepe. Oh shit! It that
white,
boy.
White superiority, Pepe.
What?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
How'd your kids, how'd your wife come and steal all your memes?
What's another one? Could you just look at it? Look at it.
Look at
it. Just look at it.
Look at that horse.
Would you look at that?
Look at that Tumblr post.
Some fries, motherfucker.
All guys, motherfucker.
Some fries, motherfucker.
Yeah. Warm pies, motherfucker.
I don't know of any more memes.
Whoa!
What was that one?
It's the Crash Bandicoot meme. It's literally
is
about
that a
to
new
die.
Thing?
It's on its way out.
Wow! Much podcast. Very cool.
All right.
Wow.
There you go.
Much podcast. Very meme. Wow.
Yeah, there
Come
we
on.
Go.
If you're gonna, you're,
I'm not a
don't
meme
insult,
man.
Don't insult memes in my face.
I'm a shit post man, not a meme man.
MAGA.
Hashtag trigger cucks, liberal cucks.
What MAGA?
Make America great again.
Oh,
daddy, God Emperor Trump.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna pilot the Gurren Lagann.
Gergen
against
the Jerry Gergish
against North Korea because that's apparently a thing.
Yeah, we're all gonna.
Yeah, that
we're all gonna get drafted. So, like, what's your transgender name, George? When this happens,
I'm not going down that road.
No,
this is an all inclusive podcast. Nah. I don't want to make fun of anybody except for you guys.
Me specifically,
mostly you. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to be talking about Steven Universe in a little bit.
We didn't. Yeah, real quick.
Yeah. What?
In the face of impending doom, before we talk about Steven Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
What did you
Steven
do this
Universe
week,
is the impending doom?
This week?
Yeah.
This week, you know, I went to go see Detroit. I won't get into it, but it's depressing as fuck, but it's great.
Sucks for black people, man.
It's very hard to watch at times. I mean, I think Tracy Morgan made it because it's hard to watch. Tracy Jordan. That's what I meant to say.
Someone's been watching too much 30 Rock.
No such thing. What else did I do this week? Oh, Wet Hawk American Summer.
I'm
about halfway through it now.
I'm loving it so far, actually.
It's pretty solid. I think I have my same gripes as I had with the first season or series
for
or whatever
sure,
the fuck
yeah.
it's going. You know, like, the whole president thing seems a bit tacked on, but Michael Showalter's Reagan is so unbelievably bad, it's kind of perfect, that it's hard to hate it.
Oh, man, I can't wait till you see what happens with his character.
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to love it.
Yeah.
yeah, I'm digging it so far.
Adam Scott's a good replacement.
See, that whole reveal was really underwhelming to me. I thought it could have been a lot funnier. I love Adam Scott, so I mean, I'm in, but I mean, like, the reveal just seemed very, like, oh, okay, so this is happening.
If Bradley Cooper didn't come back, I feel like that was a good choice. to replace him.
Yeah, no, it totally works, but it's just like I felt like they could have made the joke a little bit
better. They just did it for a little bit at the beginning or mm-hmm. whatever.
And they just explain it with a nose job.
Yeah. You look exactly the same.
What else did I do? I haven't done much. Yeah, I've just been watching TV and movies like my entire life.
Tight.
Tight. A tweet. Overwatch has a new map, so I played that a little bit. And
Lucio
a new
Ball.
But, you know, I don't play Overwatch that much, so it's not like I got frustrated and I quit.
Your weakness insults this diamond Zenyatta.
I like playing against the computer instead of online because I like to destroy our digital enemies instead of humankind.
Destroy robots.
Yeah. I get it. Destroy all bots.
Well, I beat him in races because all I play is Mario Kart on Nintendo Switch. So.
It's true.
Somehow we're back to Nintendo. Nintendo gave us free stuff.
Oh, yeah, Rick and Morty.
Yeah,
Did you watch Pickle Rick?
Yeah,
Pickle Rick. I love Pickle Rick.
I was talking about it the next day with Claire in the car. Super and good. Her kids in the back seat and had just like latched onto it immediately. Like I said it once and we were laughing. Yep. And so he's just in the back seat the entire drive.
Pickle Rick!
At least it's not, I like her, can we go back? And that'd be fucking depressing as shit.
That episode.
Pickle Rick! Pickle Rick!
When he's facing that last rat and he's like pinning him to the wall, giving this speech of like, you were impressing the rats. That was your mistake. You should have. And because all the rats are dead, you should have impressed me. And then just kills him and then continues to just fly up the fucking chute. And then followed up with the same episode. Of just like, yeah, basically human nature is to not approach our feelings and not, you know, talk about anything that actually matters in our lives and just distract ourselves. Like,
Film Crit Hulk wrote an amazing
I was reading
article on Birth, Movies, Death about it.
Yeah.
And he kind of summed up just everything that's great about the show and like how they find this middle ground of like being entirely fucking dumb with making one of your characters a pickle.
They made their character a pickle and then made it like the reasoning behind it
is emotional avoidance.
Exactly. Like, yeah. It's so great.
Like it's, I love the show.
But a woman wrote it. So
then he finds his feelings.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch it.
Yeah. Women can't be funny.
That's true.
I just actually read about women. Steven Universe wasn't, first woman on Cartoon Network?
First woman showrunner on Cartoon Network. It was very specific, but she's the first woman to have her own official show on Cartoon Network and have it be hers. Because, like, I'm going to out myself here. I was a brony. That was a thing.
An actual brony?
I watched the show.
Okay.
The show...
plastic toys.
Always. You walked in on me a couple times. It was a little awkward.
Hard plastic?
I don't want to talk about both. It. We made eye contact. It was weird.
Medium
plastic. Flaccid plastic?
I can't. I feel so bad for not remembering her name right now. But
see, we'll get back
sugar,
to
something sugar?
No. For My Little Pony.
Oh.
She was a heavy influence on Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, really?
But that
I thought she also created the original Powerpuff Girls.
She helped create it, but all the credit was given to the guy that I think it was her husband.
Jendy Tartakovsky whatever.
Yeah, the 90% of the credit was given to him, even though it was like 50-50.
Oh, is that the same guy from Dexter's Lab?
Dexter's Lab, Samurai Jack.
Hotel Transylvania.
I think I read
Foster's
he
Home
did the
Friends.
Art. Yeah, and he did the art for the pilot of this show.
Steven Universe?
I found out, too.
I think. That's entirely possible.
Or art direction or something.
I'm not entirely sure. All I know is that Rebecca Sugar is amazing, and she did a lot of stuff for Adventure Time, which is what initially got me interested in the show. I saw she was a storyboard artist. She was a writer. She did a lot of songs for the show, which is actually a huge draw for me, is the songs in Adventure Time were really good, and those kind of transferred over to Steven Universe. And when I found out that she was just writing and doing art direction, doing a lot of this, like basically it was her show and everyone else is kind of just helping out. I was all on board.
Well, dope. I mean, have you ever seen it, Devin? Have you ever watched it?
I've seen a little bit of it here and there. Not too much, but, I had never seen enough to hook me onto it.
Mm-hmm. So. Which is fair. When I started watching it, I didn't really like it that much. The first few episodes, it's trying to find itself and get its legs. And I feel the first episode I'm going to show you guys, Tiger Millionaire, that's where it really starts to kind of figure out what it is and get its...
Yeah, I watched the first few and I didn't get it. Like, I was like, it just doesn't seem like any different than anything else on Cartoon Network.
And that was me. until a friend showed me just a specific clip of the show, and it got me back into it. It takes off.
Let's go watch this cartoon meme show.
It's not a meme.
It's a meme show. Tumblr. Everything's a meme show.
Tumblr made it a meme show.
We're all meme shows. I'm a meme show.
We're all memes a meme now. Show.
We're all in a meme.
We're all memes now in the meme show.
Speaking of shows, that Game of Thrones.
I don't watch Game of Thrones. I don't get it. All right, let's go watch some Steven Universe.
Dragons did things. All
right. Boy. And we just watched Steven Universe.
What George was trying to say is that we just watched Steven Universe.
Steven,
if you don't speak rap.
If you're not a rapper.
And for all of those who don't speak, I guess, tattooed nerds over here. I don't have any tattoo shit. All right, for those of you who don't speak nerds here, we just watched Steven Universe.
Steven.
I don't know if there's Universe. I don't know if there's anyone listening to this that doesn't speak nerd.
Shit. Yeah.
At this point,
I can't say anything. I just showed you guys a children's cartoon.
True.
Well, yeah.
Well, let's get into it. Devin, what did you think of this animated child show?
Are we going right into like the
initial thoughts? All right. Initial thoughts. So the first episode was very different from the other three.
Yes.
Let's
go over what Danny. What episodes do we watch?
So we watched episodes Tiger Millionaire. We watched, it was The Return and Arrival.
Jailbreak, I think.
Jailbreak, yeah. Return and Jailbreak, and then Keep It Together. And they're
K-I-T, Keep It Together.
Yeah, they are very polar opposite episodes there, which was kind of the reason I wanted to do that.
Well, I think three of them are relatively similar.
The dark tone,
Tiger Millionaire is very different show.
And you gave me four, and I definitely wanted that two-parter in there because that kind of shows what the show can do when it's when everything's kind of coming together in an arc and everything's kind of wrapping up. That was actually the end of season one, so that was the season one finale.
Okay.
Tiger Millionaire was like that first episode where I'm watching it and I actually was like, yes, I enjoy this. This is a very lighthearted episode that I enjoy, and it is very funny, and it hits a lot of things I like about the show when it continues on there. And those two, the other three episodes I showed you guys, those ones were like, this is what happens when they actually talk about the lore of this series and the history of all these characters and what the over arc, I guess the whole series arc is.
It was the first one, the Tiger Millionaire one, was pretty funny. There was a lot of parts I laughed at, like him turning, basically. So like he became a tag team partner that wasn't going to wrestle, but he learned how to be a tag team partner. If you've ever watched WWE, which we had a wrestling episode earlier in the season, so that one was kind of fun to watch because he's just like.
The immediate heel turn.
Being a heel on the side, beating people, like
literally
tricking people, lying, stealing, cheating.
The second he gets the opportunity, he turns heel.
It was pretty. So I expected like more of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. From
the other,
which, and given the few episodes that I had to give you guys, I needed that one, and there was one that I wanted to get in there that.
So there are more like light episodes like that. Absolutely. Is it mostly that, or is it more like action?
It's 90% that, and then the other 10% is like, okay, this is where we get serious.
Okay.
So I gave you a bad representation of the overarching series, but I wanted to show you where the story goes. So you're not thinking, oh, this is just some dumb kids cartoon that has no development and has no,
That's a good strategy.
It's not just straight. This is child stuff. Because like the first four seasons of Adventure Time was just that. It was just
the Lich stuff was,
but that
pretty dark.
I thought that came in like season three or four.
It was later, but it wasn't like.
Yeah. I just wanted to show you guys that it does get serious, and this is kind of like what it's going for in some of its when it actually tries to tell you a story. This is what it can do.
Mm-hmm. So what did you think overall of the four, Devin?
I enjoyed them. I was expecting, like I said, more of the light, fun episodes. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. I was reading beforehand that what's her name?
Rebecca Sugar.
Rebecca Sugar. I was like, Rebecca Rachel. Rebecca Sugar.
Yeah, some white girl name.
Was sure. Like a was like a big like kind of manga anime fan, sort of.
There's actually, and, there was one episode that I really wanted to show you guys, but I couldn't fit it in with the ones I wanted to get in there. It's Steven literally writes a fan fiction about what Garnet did about her day. And it is the funniest thing ever because it just takes so many anime tropes. It's basically what happens if Steven Universe was DBZ.
That's, I mean,
it's,
like,
it's amazing.
Well, that's what I already felt like that. Like in the more serious episodes, like the
jailbreak,
the return and jailbreak was basically like the Saiyan saga from DBZ. Like they're totally like, here comes Vegeta to come fight Son Goku.
There is actually a running joke that this entire first season and a half of the show is just a big Dragon Ball Z fan fiction because it takes so many story elements from Dragon Ball Z.
And so I'm like a huge Dragon Ball Z fan, so I really enjoyed him overall.
After the podcast, look up the episode Garnet Universe. You'll love it.
If it's a hit for me.
True. If it's a hit, don't want to get ahead of myself.
If I didn't give it away already.
Well, you can like things and not have be a hit.
Overall, I liked it. You know, like I think I feel the same way I felt before. I'm like, yeah, it's like I still like I kind of come. I've been coming at it more, thinking it's like Adventure Time, where it's just like it's funnier than it is heavy, and when it gets heavy, it makes the heavy stuff all that heavier. Mm. But it's not so much that, like, I mean, it's more cutesy.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And it's,
it takes place on a beach town. Like it's, yeah, I mean, like the setting is,
I feel like I watch it and I just want to watch Bee and Puppy Cat more. Like I want a little bit more of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I mean, have you watched Bee and Puppy Cat, Devin?
I've not even heard of it.
Seen, it's a web series. There's only like 4 episodes, I think, but like it's got a similar tone, but it's cutesier, but it's also like just it's more funny.
Okay.
Like Steven Root's on one of them, and like there's some really really good fucking guys on there. But I mean, like I like the running theme of like consent. That was
that is something that in one specific episode, like they're very subtle with most of it. Like when they first start this whole thing. So actually, should I give a little bit of backstory about Fusion and that whole thing, or should I?
I mean, you can go a little bit.
So basically, Fusion is when two gems decide to morph together and become one gem, and just kind of like basically Dragon Ball Z Fusion is exactly what it is. And the way that you perform a fusion is that you do a dance and you have some form of emotional connection with your partner.
Sex.
Literally is a metaphor for sex in a relationship, in a healthy, a healthy relationship here. And there's an episode where Steven fuses with someone, that
is he old enough to fuse? he's too young to fuse.
He's a human.
BJ, where are you?
So. but he fuses with someone, and the fusion of him and that person, or Jim, is at a dance, and there is a guy who comes up and tries to force a dance, and it gets a lot less subtle with that, but that's just for that one episode, and for the most part, they're very discreet, and like obviously it's one of those things where it's like Adventure Time, those jokes go over kids' heads, but everyone like over the age of like 17 is gonna
it
go,
goes
oh,
over their heads, but at the same time like presents the theme exactly. in a way where like it's teaching kids, which I think is good.
If someone doesn't want to dance with you, don't try and force it. Just they don't want to dance with you.
Go and dance with yourself.
Just dance with that like one hand of yours.
I like that aspect of it. I honestly kind of wish it were a little funnier. I didn't think it was that funny.
The show?
I'm not saying that the consent thing was funny.
I was like, wait a minute.
I was like, I wish they would make rape jokes more, but you know, that's just me.
You say that.
I've been to open mics. I didn't find it terribly funny. There were moments.
Yes. There were episodes that, and again, I only got a limited amount of episodes. I got 4 that I did want to show you because they are actually legitimately very funny. There's an episode where all the gems have to take Steven to
a dinner to basically meet his quote unquote girlfriend's parents. Mm-hmm. And he can't decide which one to take because mm-hmm. He has the three fusions and his dad. And it's like, they want to meet your mom and they want to meet your dad. And he's like, well, I don't really have a mom because I am my mom.
Yeah, what's the whole thing? Like, I mean, I knew his mom was dead and whatnot, but like, where's... I mean, his pops was in that one episode.
Yes. His dad is in his life. His dad, it's a single dad. Think of it as like that single dad who, you know, parents got divorced and dad's kind of off doing his own thing, sees his kids on weekends and all that deal. And he lives with the Gems because... I guess I'll just get into this real quick. So Steven,
he's a drug addict.
Yes,
I mean just from the looks of him, he's definitely. Yeah. He looks like he's living in that van.
Yeah, he's party time.
Steven's, he's bald on top, but long mullet.
It's the best. I want to show you some episodes of him. He's actually a really funny character.
Voiced by Tom Sharpling.
Yeah, and they do songs, and like him singing is actually really it's impressive.
Yeah, I can see Tom Sharpling being a good singer.
It's pretty good. But Steven is half human, half Gem. So his mother was the leader of this Gem rebellion that was led when the Gems aliens came to Earth and decided to, hey, we're just going to take over this planet. We're going to lay thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Gems here.
Was his mom Gem from Gem?
No, that's one of the holograms.
They actually don't. Gems don't have actual parents. They're just morphed. They're just planted in the ground. They pop up.
So like those bastard things that were in the last episode, like the two hands.
God, that was actually disturbing the first time I actually watched that. That
giant one was creepy.
It was like Master Hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they plant Gems in the ground. They pop up and they're fully formed Gems, adults. They aren't babies. They aren't anything. They just are adult. Yeah, okay. And they all have their function. It's kind of like that Pearl. Are supposed to be Pearl's one of the characters. Mm-hmm. Pearls are supposed to be like maids and like handmaidens and stuff like that. The uptight, like taking care of everything. Ooh. While Amethyst is supposed to be like a big buff soldier, but she was actually pulled out of the ground too early because they needed more troops to fight Rose's rebellion. And then some stuff happens that's actually like it's pretty deep when they get into why Amethyst joined the Crystal Gems. It's pretty good. So the Crystal Gems are Rose's army to fight off the invaders because they're like, well, humanity is beautiful. Earth is gorgeous. We don't want to destroy this. And what we're doing is wrong. We're destroying this planet. We're going to suck all the life force out of it. We're going to just completely destroy this planet and make it a gem planet to future, like further our galactic empire here.
Okay.
So they decide, no, we're going to. So we're going to.
Unlimited.
Sorry.
I am twisting it.
That's
my favorite Shooting Stars movie.
It's a really good one. So they decide to fight them. They quote unquote win. But as like Steven's dad said in that one episode, there's no winning a war. You deal with
no
everything.
No good war.
Yeah, no good war. So they're dealing with repercussions of that, and they are the only three left. It's Garnet, Amethyst, and Pearl. Okay. So Steven came to be when thousands of years after the war, Rose Quartz, Steven's mom, meets, I forgot.
John Universe.
It's something like that. And I feel so awful that I'm forgetting it.
His dad.
Yeah, his dad. His dad's a...
Greg?
Greg, yes. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, is that actually his name?
Yes, his name is actually Greg, yes. So she meets Greg because he is a beach bum musician, and it's pretty. His character arc is actually really good.
Of course, the beach bum musician hippie gets to fucking bang the space alien.
Bangs and like okay, like I know it's
my goal.
Yeah, my
fucking Tom DeLonge motherfucker.
That's why I built that pool.
I want to see some naked gems.
So they. Bang, I guess. They don't really go into like how he was actually how Steven
did a fusion.
They did a fusion. Yeah, you're right. They fused. And Steven.
I'm gonna fuse. So much fusing everywhere.
I'm gonna morph.
Oh, there's so much light everywhere.
So Steven just kind of appears.
Okay. Oh, it hurts.
You have long fusions.
It feels
George.
Good, though, man. Thank you.
George is going German, yeah. So Steven kind of appears out of nowhere. They still really haven't shown how Steven was actually fully morphed, and I don't think, honestly, I don't care. But Steven comes out of nowhere.
Watch that. It's like watching childbirth.
But it's weirder because it's like a rock.
You think it'd be
out.
Hot because it's a pussy, but it's not.
It's really not. It's like, why is it bending? Like, oh, God, why is that doing that?
I grossed myself out with that one.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
Grossed everybody else out.
So Steven comes out of nowhere as an infant, and everyone's confused. There's actually an episode where all the crystal gems think, oh, this is Rose playing a prank on us, so we're going to poof Rose. Like, poofing is like when you beat them up enough till they pop and they go back to their actual gem form. So we're like, oh, we're just going to poof them, and that'll take care of that. Yeah. And it's this whole episode of like, all right, well, maybe this isn't actually, you know, she's not playing a prank on this. This is real, and this organism is the first of its kind, and we need to cherish this thing and raise it and see what it can do. So think Gohan.
Yeah. Okay.
Half gem, human, half hate. Yeah, half Saiyan.
I would like to say for the record, I've never watched Dragon Ball Z, and I have absolutely no idea what you guys are talking about.
Half alien.
You've
half
never
human,
watched
really
it?
Strong.
Nope.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you had seen some of that.
I never liked it as a kid.
Don't
I saw
start
the
with
moments
GT.
Of it. I just didn't like anime. So.
Well, I can change that.
Second shot.
I got you know, JoJo's, man. But
anime, yeah. Sort of.
So.
New season apparently.
Yeah, that's that was confirmed, and I was so confused by that first two episodes. I have no desire to watch it.
That's
wait, what new season?
Fully Coolie.
Oh,
after like 10 or 15 years.
I thought you meant Dragon Ball Z.
No, yeah, that series is pretty good. Yeah. Super. Yeah. But so yeah, the Steven is like the half gem, half human form of Rose Quartz. Rose Quartz, I guess, dies, and they actually play into that a lot of like. Single parent, but the child is being watched by guardians.
So is it kind of I was thinking like a Harry Potter thing, like his parents save him and he has this like spell over him now,
pretty
like
much
love spell kind of thing.
I guess that's a good kind of quick way to sum it up. Yeah. Okay. And his dad runs a car wash. Like he's doing something. He's not like a deadbeat or anything like that. But he's trying to be involved in the son's life. But like, I mean, he's hanging out with aliens doing adventures. So there's only so much you could do,
right?
As a human. So it's basically this whole show is just about Steven hanging out with his guardians and getting into adventures and discovering more about their history and stuff.
Seems like there's a lot of themes about like family and stuff. Within
yes.
it, and who is your real family? And a little bit of like racial kind of things.
Yes, what I'm kind of there's no as far as I can tell there's no legitimate like this is exactly what it is. But I'm thinking it's like a metaphor of oh hey, there I have two mommies and a daddy now, and one of my mommies is not from the same country that I am.
Yeah, it seems very popular with. People like
LGBTQ.
It's very big on non-binary.
Yes.
Like I know a lot of people who are very vocal about their love for its treatment of gender.
It portrays it perfectly because all of these characters, all the gems, they don't actually have genders. Mm-hmm. They're completely ungendered. They're literally rocks that show light, but they take the patriarchal, idealism and everyone's a woman, appearance wise, everyone's a woman. There's no, as far as we can see, there's no real male, version of gems yet.
Because, Amethyst.
Yes.
Turns into a male wrestler in the Tiger Millionaire episodes.
They can morph their bodies to kind of look like whatever. So, I mean, it's, they do it for disguises and stuff like that, but nothing too over the top. But it absolutely does. Its portrayal of gender orientation and all that is impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
She actually, Rebecca Sugar, she herself is bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the show's undertones and a lot of like the deep messages are experiences from her life with being bisexual and some not so okay things that happened to her.
So I'm not allowed to like this show anymore because it's run by a gay. No.
MAGA.
I can't watch it anymore.
I don't know.
And how we're gonna have to end this podcast.
And
now.
How do they even know how to fight if they can change gender back and forth? They shouldn't be allowed to fight.
Girls can't fight.
No, absolutely not. We gotta ban them from the military.
Yeah. Ugh. Never we're all joking if you can tell. If you don't understand sarcasm.
What's that?
Fuck the cheetah with a bad toupee.
I can't believe you don't know what sarcasm is.
Wait, hold on. Is that like
Sarhulism?
Wow, you're smart.
Is that a black thing?
You, I appreciate that.
Are you a black thing?
In my heart, yes.
I'm wearing a green shirt. Does that count?
Yeah, it counts.
On. Devin, thank you. Devin, I listened to Redbone once. I think I'm pretty much black.
Yeah, you're pretty much black. Yeah.
He does follow a few Kanye meme pages or something. I don't know.
You don't follow Kanye meme pages.
I don't follow Kanye. All right, that's enough sarcasm.
That's a great character, Devin. You should keep it up.
Do you know? Do you even know what sarcasm is?
No. That's what I was telling you earlier.
Speaking of
speaking
wow,
of
you really learned what it was that entire time.
Thank you. I really I don't feel like I learned. Learner.
George.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. I have prided myself on
I really appreciate I you as a brother, and thank you mean a lot to me.
I know. Yeah. Everyone's really complimenting to me today, and I needed this today. I really needed
I'm
this.
I'm so glad you're catching on to this.
Thank you. I'm a very smart man. I'm like the one boy Maury. I'm a smart guy. Bringing it around.
Let's go back to the podcast that everybody loves.
The
Hateful Three?
I feel like this is a shot that I don't get.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for a legit beef to happen.
I know. Okay. I just get tired of the jokes eventually.
All right.
We'll start making fun of the Unbelievables. We'll be on that Saturday or Sunday, whenever that comes out.
Oh, yeah.
We'll plug that later. But why this show? Why not? I mean, Adventure Time is great, and I know you like Adventure Time and
yes.
regular show. Why not? The fact you haven't seen Over the Garden Wall, which we were talking about.
Which, yes, I need to fix that soon.
I feel like that is a better example of what this does,
and
from what I've gathered. It's less funny.
Maybe.
For sure.
Maybe.
But.
For me, picking Steven Universe is it's a show that has this dedicated fan base that religiously follows the show. But everyone who's not in that fan base either really hates it or just doesn't care. And if I can find a way to even get a couple more people involved and like interested in the show, I
But why do
that.
You love it?
The show goes on to, in later episodes, it actually helps you, like there are songs and episodes that help you cope with a lot of things. One specific one is this amazing song that happened in an episode about, I don't know, a month or two ago. And it's all about dealing with stress and several mental illnesses that will make you freak out and go paranoid. And just it helps you with stress attacks and panic attacks and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And that's something that lately that I've been, you know, kind of struggling with. New job, working a lot, and just kind of coping with all the new changes in my life and things not exactly going how I planned. And this song is just all about taking a step back, breathe, just take things one at a time, and it puts it to a great tune with great animation, very amazing visual metaphors, and helps with a character arc. Mm-hmm. Like there is stuff that happens where Steven wants to help everyone. He wants to save every single person, no matter what they've done to him, no matter what, whatever. He wants to save people. He hates people getting hurt. There are two characters that he cannot save, and they die. Characters have died in the show either by his hand or him literally having no other choice and doing something that ends up with this character dying. And the song is all about the fusion that he regularly goes in with, the character, the fusion. It keeps coming apart for some reason. They can't figure out why. It's like, why are we coming apart? This doesn't make any sense. Fusions just don't come apart like this. It just doesn't happen. While one character thinking it's one thing that they did that they haven't told anyone about that's not great, but it's actually about Steven trying to cope with the fact that he's killed people and that he's you know, he's been doing some not great things, but he's had no choice.
So he doesn't want to be responsible for this person's life that he's
he doesn't want
fusing
to bring
with.
That person's that he doesn't want to bring his problems to that person. And it just breaks down to him literally looking at imagine hallucinations of these characters that have died and just yelling, "I'm sorry, I tried," like, and just breaking down and just it's a song that really helps with just
Commitment issues?
Commitment issues and mistakes. Coping with mistakes and coping with things that you've done that you're not exactly proud of. And dealing with everyday life stuff. It's
what I love about like these shows like this Adventure Time regular show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even like you go back to like SpongeBob and stuff.
Hey Arnold was big on that.
Yeah, Hey Arnold. Yep. Like and that one was set more in reality. Mm-hmm. In general, but like these shows that are just so fantastical that like you have characters that are just like dogs who can turn into anything.
Yep.
Or like a raccoon and a blue jay that drive golf carts and are best friends and have jobs. Like they're so fantastical and crazy and get sucked into different dimensions all the time, but they're so set in reality. Mm-hmm. That it's like awesome. I feel like for kids to have these shows around, like, that really deal with the real problem. Like I love Looney Tunes and stuff, but mm-hmm. like you can't learn much from a coyote trying to kill a roadrunner.
That's grounded in an emotional reality.
Exactly.
It's like when we were talking about Rick and Morty beforehand, you're set in this fantastical universe and you're doing a lot of dumb things, but then all of a sudden it takes that right turn right back to reality. And it kind of catches you off guard. And that's kind of the best way to teach you some of these lessons. It's just, you're not expecting a lesson. Just bam, you get it.
Yeah. Well, with shows like this, there's something very, I don't know, cathartic about someone just flat out saying something.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Where you kind of lose the subtlety for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, or even if the metaphor is just so blatant.
Are you talking about Steven Universe specifically or in general?
Just, I mean,
there are
more Adventure Time I'm thinking of.
Okay.
I think Adventure Time is very, very good at like, you know, making it subtle, but when it's like, hey, we're just going to fucking say this thing.
Yeah.
It's
a kid show. They have to, sometimes they do have to force their
points. Yeah, you're talking to kids. I get it. Like, it's a good example is also like a movie like Inside Out. You know, like if I were a kid and I had that movie, I would have been able to cope a lot better with certain things, you know, like.
Well, I mean, like.
I'm 22 years old.
Movie wise, so. I feel like animation did better when we were kids than anything we saw on TV. Back then, because movie-wise, you have, like, Disney movies that are dealing with, like, super heavy stuff, like mm-hmm. Lion King, like, fucking dad dying in front of
you,
or, like, just like, and growing up and maturation and stuff.
And having to claw your uncle with your own razor-sharp claws.
And being friends with a fat guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
and
God.
Sex for the first time.
Oh,
John.
Yeah.
So like boring 90s Elton John
and like Toy Story, like getting left at a gas station by your parents. Like, oh, that's not fun.
Yeah.
But I want to fuck to the bitch's back or something. Like good Elton John, you know, like actually I should do that. Anyone on this listening to this podcast
on the podcast,
sex to good Elton John, let me know.
Hopefully you only have one option on this podcast of someone you want to do that.
Anyone listening to this podcast, that's what I said. I don't know, man. I wanted to like this more.
Okay.
I wish I liked it as much as I liked Adventure Time.
Okay.
I didn't get that spark that I got with Adventure Time, where like it was just Adventure Time sneaks in with its heavy stuff is because of how funny and engaging it is.
Which is why it sucks that I only have 4 episodes. I feel like with a lot of these character arcs, I jumped from like beginning to middle to like almost to the end. And I feel like, and that's completely fair. I get it. I can't show you the entire series. That's whatever. But I do recommend at least the latter half of season one. And if you don't like it, that's fine. That's understandable. I can respect that. But it's just the latter half of season one is when it really starts building these characters to mm-hmm. to make you really want to keep seeing what they're going to do.
So then would you say it's a miss for you?
I would say it's exactly where it was when I first came into it. So it's not a hit. I think it's on the board, but it's pretty far off.
Okay. It's a foul ball.
Okay.
I mean, if we're going to go with the baseball analogy, it's a first base hit. I don't know what the fuck baseball is.
It would be called a single.
Oh yes. I mean, I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
I have no desire. I have no passion to go and watch more right now.
Okay.
You know,
Does it help to tell you that Steven creates a punk band with clones of himself?
I mean, that's interesting.
It's
it just reminds me of the great book Punk Rock Jesus. If anybody's read that, if you have not, read that. That's a plug for a book that I did not, I have nothing to do with. I don't know. It was okay. It was fine.
Yeah.
What about you, Devin? Hit or miss?
For me, I have to say it was a hit. I really dug it. Dealing with all the themes of being a child and taking on responsibility and realizing the power in yourself, and like we said, all the consent things and other social issues that they tackled. I really enjoyed it. I think it's important for shows to be like that on TV for kids. Yeah. It's something adults can enjoy as well. Well, supposed to be adults. Yeah. We enjoy it, but we're trying.
We're almost 30. But
children's TV.
Lots of cartoon characters.
Something I actually kind of missed on bringing up. Sorry. I think another big thing of the whole LGBTQ thing gravitating towards it is that how Homeworld looks at these quote unquote fusions is like the society looking at lesbianism and homosexuality.
I was gonna say, every fusion we saw at least was female.
They're all
okay.
Female.
I know you said that they were all kind of
except
females,
for Steven, but they're all female, and it's. It's just straight up those, it's basically how society is kind of looking down on them. Like, cause when the Jasper character came in and looking at it, it's like, a defective pearl, a short stack and this disgusting display pointing at Garnet. Mm-hmm. And it's something that really does hit a lot of these social cues home.
I mean, I'm into that. I liked all its themes. You know, I had nothing against the show as a whole, but I was just like,
I
wish it were a little funnier.
Don't look it up on Tumblr. That's the biggest advice I can give you.
Rule 36 or whatever?
64, but
64
yeah.
64 or whatever.
Yeah, it's rampant.
Rule 69.
Rule 34. 34, sorry.
I really enjoyed it. I think it's important to have shows like this. I didn't mind that we watched some of the non-funnier ones, just because I am a Dragon Ball Z fan, and it was along those themes big time. So that kind of took me back, and I'll probably watch more of it. I don't know how quickly, I'm not going to sit down and binge it for a whole day. I might sit down and watch, another 3-4 episodes.
It is absolutely a show you want to binge, to the point where they don't release weekly episodes. They do these things called Steven Bombs, where it's just, episodes. They throw at least 2 episodes at you in one day. They'll do a 2-parter, or they'll just do episode, and then sometimes it varies on how many episodes are in per Steven Bomb. They make sure that it's we gotta kind of keep these things coming out, but at the same time, a weekly show does not suit the show.
Well, Cartoon Network especially has this whole new way of. It's not even new. It's just they have this way of releasing things. It's very strange.
Yeah.
They'll release, a 50 episode season, and then it'll be gone for 3 years.
That's exactly. Yeah. Steven Universe was 52 episodes its first season, and then we waited a year and a half or something like that, and then.
I mean, they're 10-minute episodes, so yeah. It's, 25 episodes or whatever. But, it's weird, and. Yeah. But, well, Danny, thank you for coming on.
Absolutely.
Do you have anything
Thanks.
To plug? Yeah, fun stuff.
Overwatch is lit, and go get those summer skins while you still can.
I forgot about that.
Beach Boy McCree. Grillmaster 76. Socks and sandals, man, it's the best.
I didn't get any of them yet.
They're pretty good. I like them a lot. I like all the new skins.
I just want a summer May. See your boobs. Devin, you got anything to plug?
We're going to be on Unbelievables.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if their episodes come out the same day or what, so Saturday or Sunday will be.
I can't
we'll be
believe
on
it.
The Unbelievables podcast on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Check that out. It's a fun show. Mm-hmm. We're going to try improv.
I've had fun on it every time. Have you been on it before?
I have not. I've listened to your episodes, though, and liked them.
Yeah, I always play Bono.
Bono comes out. But also along the lines, little Lousy Weather Media plug. I'm going to be working tech for our friends from Let the Hate Flow Through You and Sad Boys Social Club in Kalamazoo, Michigan. If there's any buddy that wants to go up there and see the Issa show. It'll be Let the Hate Flow Through You's first live podcast, which will be kind of cool mm-hmm. to see. That's September 9th at Shakespeare's.
Who's
in
there?
Kalamazoo,
do they have
Michigan.
A guest, you know?
I don't know if they have a guest lockdown for that or not. I think they were going to maybe try to do like some improv audience type stuff, call an audience member up and do an impromptu mm-hmm. kind of episode. But I'm not sure. I'm going to be at the Funny Stop working, seeing what they need for tech before I go do that. I forget when that show is. I think it's coming up. I think it's like August 12th.
For the Sad Boy show?
At Funny Stop. For the Sad Boy show. That's what I got.
Cool. Well, I mean, along the lines of this episode, I don't even want to plug it now because I just realized what day it is, but on Saturday night, there is a Steven Universe birthday party at the Side Quest in Lakewood.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess it's his birthday on August 12th.
Okay. All right. I didn't even know that.
You know, you could go to that, or you could come to the indoor drive-in at May Hall because I'm showing Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, is that the
Yeah, it's a Saturday, so it's upcoming, so in 2 days.
It's my favorite Beck music video.
It's a fucking great movie. I have some really cool, weird video game commercials I found, some really upsetting ones. One Japanese
is it pixels?
Dance rap to Legend of Zelda.
Oh, God.
It's very weird. Look, it's interesting, to say the least. So, yeah, come to that. What else do I got? I had something else, but I can't remember. I have two more set up, but the drive-in, it's the second Saturday of every month, so next month it will be...
So it's not the last one?
No, I'm scheduled till November. Nice. I'm still trying to figure out November's, but... So, September's, it's going to be... I'll find the date real quick, but it's... Since Steve Martin and Martin Short are coming into town the week after, I am doing The Jerk for September 9th.
Nice.
For Halloween, it's the day after Friday the 13th. I'm doing, it's October 14th, so obviously. We're doing The Thing. Ooh. John Carpenter's The Thing, which is my second favorite John Carpenter movie because y'all dum-dums don't like Halloween.
It was a very okay movie.
I'm still debating for November. November's going to be bad movie month, but since Justice League's coming out in November, I'm thinking about doing Batman and Robin. But I also I have other ideas. So
when Steve Martin comes in town, you should play that, Dirty by the Dozen? That movie? Cheaper by the Dozen, yeah.
Cheaper by the Dozen 2? I guess he was in both of them. What's his name from Smallville?
I want to watch Three Amigos again.
I was thinking about doing Three Amigos next month, but The Jerk's a better movie.
Jerk is.
I like Three Amigos, but, you know, Jerk's so good.
Jerk to the Jerk.
What's one with Queen Latifah? And,
Barbershop?
No, I know what you're talking about. The movie
with Steve Martin.
They had the Iraq.
Oh,
Iraq
right.
Or something.
Yeah.
What's Iraq?
Boobs. Get it?
Oh, fuck. I forgot about it. I remember watching that movie.
I forget what that movie's called.
Yeah. I'm Steve Martin.
Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, he's getting paid. I don't think he's too upset.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was actually thinking about doing Father of the Bride. Just as a joke to see who would show up. Because, I mean, they're both in it.
Yeah.
And then I was also like, maybe I'll do Interspace. Interspace is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Martin Short.
You got options.
But no, The Jerk, it's going to be The Jerk. But so come to that.
By the way, that Sad Boys show at Funny Stop is August 15th. I got the right.
Okay,
there,
cool. So. That's what I was going to... I am doing a ghost story at Blank Slate in Elyria.
Oh, nice.
On Friday the 13th in October.
Eddie's spot, nice.
Yeah. I did one last year as John Carpenter. It's like a cover set, I guess, is the whole thing. And I was the only one who did like a story because I don't know how to do anything with my hands or my voice other than say words.
You can say words with your hands?
Hardly. Sign language. Duh.
Is the ghost story going to be about our collective sex life?
Well, last year I did a ghost story about a ghost who visited a boy in a graveyard who kept saying, "Ooh, let the dogs out." And he was the ghost of the last remaining Baja Men fan.
Baja fan.
So if you want to read that, message me and I can send you the story or whatever. But
sing the other song. No.
So I got to figure out what to write for this one. I was thinking about doing a spooky Fast and the Furious spec script. But I'm like, I know if I do that, I'm just going to go the route of bringing Paul Walker back to life as a zombie, and I don't want to do that. So maybe I'll do an alternate version where he still hasn't died.
And the Rock is the one who's the zombie.
Maybe. But yeah, so come to those. That'll be fun. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, iTunes,
Bring back Google Vine.
Play. At Second Shot Pod.
Second Shot Pod at gmail.com if you want to be on the show. Yeah, so we will be back next week. I don't remember exactly what we're doing, but we'll figure it out. You'll see when it comes up in your feed.
Right.
So
we're doing JoJo's.
Can I just...
I love JoJo's.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure? You watch?
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about the potato...
Oh, no.
I love JoJo's, too.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Chunky potato fries.
I love that.
It's the best anime. Actually, Hank Hill is the best anime. But
I just want to say, in conclusion of this, my favorite thing that I found out was a catchphrase on Steven Universe. It's inspiring. If every pork chop was perfect,
oh, that was good.
We wouldn't have hot dogs.
That's actually a recurring saying in that show. I fucking love it.
That was
so good.
Yeah, well, we'll see you next week. Hot dogs. bye, pork chops.
Second Shot Dogs. Should that be
Ooh,
our fan name?
Ooh, Jess Smith, get on it.
Second Shot Dogs.
Who let the second shot dogs out?
We're hot dog done. Hot dog Devin.
Pork chop Devin.
All right, bye.
Bye. Because you had to be a big shot.
What if Drake was Dracula this whole time?
Oh, the Dracula? God. The Draculing?
Yeah.
Coach Feratu? Was that really the name he was going with? I'm not being a dick here, right?
I'm trying to think of a Drake song now.
Six.
Started from the bottom, now I'm here.
Blue.
Started from the bottom, now I'm here.
Started from a coffin, now I'm here.
Steaks?
Blue.
Blue.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.